A soldier's duty is not to reason why. A soldier's duty is to do or die.
This is the story of the doing and the dying in the defining conflict of the 20th century.
I saw some of the most horrible incidents which a person would have to experience themselves before they would believe me.
War is nothing but a whole lot of prick waving. That's what all that adolescent, macho, male posturing and strutting in bars and locker rooms is all about. Because war is the ultimate competition. Basically, men are killing one another in order to improve their self-esteem.
They need a war to feel better about themselves. I saw them on the news waving their flags. Can I recommend, instead of a war to feel better about yourself, perhaps sit-ups, maybe a fruit cup?
From Times Square to Ground Zero to the White House, the familiar chant of USA, USA resonated as citizens learned that Osama bin Laden was dead. The announcement sparked immediate jubilation. In Times Square, people gathered around giant news tickers to see the latest updates and take in the moment they heard the world's most wanted terrorist was dead.
First of all, this needs to be said. There never was a war.
How can you say that, Bill?
Well, a war is when two armies are fighting.
Yeah, war is just really, I don't understand it. We're going to murder more of your people before you murder all our people. And then when we win, we're going to say that you guys are evil.
It was a very stressful time for me, the war. I'll tell you why. I was in the unenviable position of being for the war, but against the troops.
Now you might be noticing, I don't feel about that war the way we were told we were supposed to feel about that war. See, my mind doesn't work that way. I got this real moron thing I do, it's called thinking. And I'm not a really good American because I like to form my own opinions. I don't just roll over when I'm told to.
We are rapidly approaching a moment of truth, both for ourselves as human beings and for the life of our nation. Now, truth is not always a pleasant thing. But it is necessary now to make a choice, to choose between two admittedly regrettable, but nevertheless distinguishable post-war environments. One where you got 20 million people killed, and the other where you got 150 million people killed.
You're talking about mass murder, General, not war.
Mr. President, I'm not saying we wouldn't get our hair mussed, but I do say no more than 10 to 20 million killed, tops.
And everyone got excited about the technology. And I guess it was pretty incredible watching a missile fly down an air vent. Pretty unbelievable. But couldn't we feasibly use that same technology to shoot food at hungry people?
Do you know what's happening in Israel?
Of course, bro. I read the newspaper.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. There's a war on terror, Charlie. Have you ever seen CNN?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. George Bush right now.
Well, start from the beginning. Saddam Hussein has the oil.
Yeah.
Okay.
Charlie,
we have decided to help the people of Israel
to give our oil back to us
by defeating Saddam Hussein.
My head is like swelling.
It's freedom, Charlie.
It's wonderful knowledge.
We're going to murder more of your people, and then when we win, we're going to say that you guys are evil.
I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world. What could be more alien to the universal aspirations of our peoples than war and the threat of war?
And I gotta tell you, folks, I don't get all choked up about yellow ribbons and American flags. I consider them to be symbols, and I leave symbols to the symbol-minded.
Listen to me. Oh!